Today I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Okay, dear students, hope you are ready to start the lesson now. Today you are going to learn how to transfer information into other forms. As today, we do consider only a paragraph as our reading material. But in day-to-day activities, we can find lot of reading materials to get information. Some of them are notices, dialogues, graphs, letters, notes and advertisements. Okay, children, now let's see what's transferring information. What's transferring information? It's our competency. Here, reading is the skill of the work. Reading is the skill of the work. We do reading to get information, and then we can transfer information into other forms. Did you understand? Good. Dear children, first, I would like to pay your attention to my reading. I'm going to read a paragraph for you. Listen to me carefully. Are you ready? My dear children, please try to get the idea. Shall we read the paragraph? Okay. My mother went shopping to buy vegetables, fruits, sugar, milk powder, onions, and tea leaves. When she came back home, she asked my sister to prepare a cup of tea. First, she put some water into the kettle and boiled water. After, she put some tea leaves into a jug. After boiling water, she poured hot water into the jug. Then she mixed 2 teaspoons of milk powder and 2 teaspoons of sugar. Next, she strained the tea into the mixture and stirred it well. Finally, she offered 2 teacups to my mother and me. We tasted it. Okay, very good. I think that all you join with better listening. Children, here I have pointed out a main thing through the paragraph. Did you notice it? Yes, very good. How to make a cup of tea? This passage says how to make a tea. Dear children, now you have to identify the steps one by one. Please listen to me carefully. Then you will be able to find what are the steps of making a tea. Are you ready? Okay, I'm going to read the paragraph again. My mother went shopping to buy vegetables, fruits, sugar, milk powder, onions, and tea leaves. When she came back home, she asked my sister to prepare a cup of tea. First, she put some water into the kettle and boiled water. After, she put some tea leaves into a jug. After boiling water, she poured hot water into the jug. Then She mixed 2 teaspoons of milk powder and 2 teaspoons of sugar. Next, she strained the tea into the mixture and stirred it well. Finally, she offered 2 teacups to my mother and me. We tasted it. Very good. Hope you all set my reading well. Oh, good. With that idea, shall we move to the activity? Dear children, you have been given an activity sheet. Now let's look at the activity one. Okay, shall we read? Activity one. Following sentences describe how to make a cup of tea. The sentences given are not in order. Read the text and put them in the correct order by writing numbers from 1 to 6 in the given boxes. First one is done for you. Put hot water into the jug. Then you can taste it. Mix 2 teaspoons of milk powder and 2 teaspoons of sugar. Boil water. Strain the tea into that mixture and mix it well. Put some tea leaves into a jug. Okay, I think you have got the idea. Good. Now you have to arrange the steps in order. Dear children, it's time to make it in order. I know that all you are very keen to place the correct numbers, isn't it? Exactly. Shall we do the activity? Here, Putala. I'm waiting your answers, okay? Good. Dear children, hope you have completed the task. Shall we move to the answers? Okay, the first one is done for you. I'll tell it to you first. Number one. Boil water. Number one, boil water. Dear children, what is the second one? Yes, very good. Number two, put some tea leaves into a jug. Put some tea leaves into a jug. Did you put number two? Okay. Shall we move to the number three? Yes. Number three, pour hot water into the jug. Pour hot water into the jug. Children, hope you are correcting your answers. Well, what is next? Mix 2 teaspoons of milk powder and 2 teaspoons of sugar. Mix 2 teaspoons of milk powder and 2 teaspoons of sugar. Very good. Did you find what is the next? Yes. Number five. Strain the tea into the mixture and mix it well. Strain the tea into the mixture and mix it well. Excellent. Shall we move to the last step? Very good. Number six. Then you can taste it. Dear children, hope you all have arranged the steps in order. Let's correct your answers again. I'll read you the steps in order. Number one, boil water. Number two, put some tea leaves into a jug. Number three, pour hot water into the jug. Number four, mixed 2 teaspoons of milk powder and 2 teaspoons of sugar. Number five, strain the tea into the mixture and mix it well. Number six, then you can taste it. Well done. I think it is better to underline the verbs too. Putala, can you have your red pen or highlighter? Okay, shall we underline the verbs? Yes. First, boil. Second, put. Next, pour. And then mix. After that, strain and stir. And the last, taste. Dear guys, please notice them well. Surely, it will help you to find the steps easily to make a cup of tea. Okay, I hope all you enjoyed with a cup of tea. Very good. Now we are going to do another activity based on our competency. Would you like, children? Yes, of course. There is a clock chart. Now you are going to transfer information into a chart. It means from paragraph to chart. So again here, Putala, you have to follow the steps and complete the grid. Okay? It is also about how to make a tea. Okay, let's read the question. Activity 2. Now we are in activity 2. Insert the ingredients in the inner circle and the steps in the outer circle of the given chart. One is done for you. one is done for you. Oh, good. Dear children, can you see a chart in your worksheet? Yes. Now, all you can guess what we are going to do next. We have to complete the chart. Okay. Please be ready with your pens and pencils. Shall we start? Okay. Yes, children. First, you can go to the inner circle. Here you have given an ingredient. 2. Yes, sugar is there. You have to add 3 more. Dear children, next you can move to the outer circle too. Here you have to write steps. Now, all you know, what are the steps? Hello, hope you have completed the chart well. Yes, shall we discuss the answers? Children, there are 4 ingredients. Did you fill the inner circle? Yes, very good. Sugar, milk powder, hot water and tea leaves are the ingredients. It says we use sugar, milk powder, hot water and tea leaves to make a cup of tea. Isn't it? Very good. Please correct your answers. I think all you have completed your outer circle too. It says how to make a tea. Dear children, what are they? Yes, first step, boil water. First step, boil water. Good. What's the next? Can you tell me? Yes, very good. Second step, put some tea leaves. Second step, put some tea leaves. Then move to the third step. Yes, third step is pour hot water into the jug. Pour hot water into the jug. Very good. Can you tell me the next? Yes, Putala. It is mix 2 teaspoons of milk powder and sugar. Mix 2 teaspoons of milk powder and sugar. Well, I'll move to the end. This is our 5th step. Strain the tea and mix it well. Strain the tea and mix it well. Okay. Finally, you can taste it. Finally, you can taste it. Very good. My dears, I know now all you can prepare a tasty cup of tea. Am I correct? Yes. Now we have come to the end of today's lesson. Today I think all you learned how to transfer information into other forms through this lesson. Okay, dear children, now it is time to make a cup of tea and taste it yourselves. Hope to meet you again with an interesting lesson of Rohana Guru Gedare educational program. I'm Harsha Muthuminicha Singha, an English teacher of Markandura Central College.